Well, we have an opportunity to hear about how God blessed the gift bags that were given out at Straight Ahead. So Frank D'Azio is going to come. He has a ministry where he's there just about every week with these teenagers. So if you want to know more about that, you should connect with him. Maybe you can go with him sometime and see what happens there.
Thanks, Vinny. Anna, I just want you to take down the name of two of my supervisors at work and tell your human resource HR department that I'd like to trade them without even knowing your supervisors for my two supervisors who lay awake. They must stay awake at night thinking a way to harass me. And so please, I could appreciate that. And I love Exodus 14:14. So I just wanted to bring in these are what the missions team here does for us every year. And just imagine yourself as a kid locked up Christmas week, a couple days before Christmas, and you have no hope of getting out until probably after New Year. So you get a pair of gloves, a hat, which they had a lot of fun with this year, potato chips, a T-shirt. One kid, as soon as he opened that up, he says, "I'm bringing this to court with me tomorrow. This is what I'm wearing." He loved that. A Bible, and you would not believe how in other Christian literature and crossword puzzles, but they really, really love the Bible. Sometimes we run out of Bibles and we have to keep them in the library, so when the kid gets to take them to his room, it really helps him. Cracker Jacks, Junior Mints, Christian literature, and other stuff. So when a kid's, it's like the Forrest Gump movie. What did Forrest Gump's mother tell him all the time about life? It's like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. And when you go to DYS at Christmas time for teenage boys, that's in spades. You never know what you're going to get when you walk in there. So this year, as soon as we get in, I've never received a great gracious welcome by the staff as my life. They said, "Oh, Bible studies here," from one walkie-talkie to another. "Bible studies here, Bible studies here." So he goes, "Just get the pizza." So we bring pizzas in right before the gift. So he said, "Just get the pizzas in there." I guess they had like the worst week they've ever had, probably in 10 years, they said. One thing happened after another. And then what could go, it was Murphy's Law existed for about a week and a half there, they said, with proof that the window that goes to the secure door that's really extra thick was shattered. So I asked what happened. They said, "We can't even tell you what happened." So they were having a real tough time. So when we showed up, to top all this off with, the cook burnt the food. So they couldn't even get dinner that night. So when we walk in the place, the kids were all there. This was a mature bunch of kids. They weren't angry. They weren't sad. They weren't no self-pity. But they've had when the supervisors are telling me they're feeling sorry for the kids, you know that DYS probably wasn't going too good for DYS either. So one thing happened after another. We got to tell them, we gave them the pizzas, and the supervisor said, "Could we give them the presents immediately too?" That's how tough it is. Yeah, so we did that. And it was like a Billy Graham crusade in every kid's face. What's his song? I Surrender. Like, these kids surrendered. It might not have been to Jesus Christ, but they surrendered whatever energy they had, whatever rebellion they had, whatever they couldn't handle. We just went in there, and they had, if there was, I never knew what the phrase exactly means, "It is what it is," but that's these kids' face, always, it just, they weren't even, they had no emotion. They said, hey, everything else is going wrong. Now we get the pizza. They were really grateful for pizza. They were hungry. And then the gifts, that just topped everything. It was just incredible how they enjoyed every gift. And it wasn't like a lot of years where it was jubilant, joyfulness, and they were ripping open the package of the presents, but they would just, a little bit at a time, just appreciate every single gift. And I could only think of this scripture kept coming in my mind, and I said, why this scripture? It shouldn't have, doesn't seem like it has anything to do with it. But the scripture is in John chapter 19, verse 23. This is after, in John chapter 19, it's all about, it starts off by saying, then Pilate had Jesus flogged. And then it goes on, they brought Jesus in and the soldiers twisted together a crown of thorns, stuck it on his head. They clothed him in a purple robe. They punched him in the face. They said, "Hail, King of the Jews," and kept mocking him. And then they let him out to be crucified. But right before that, and then Jesus said a few minutes later, John 19:30, "It is finished." But the scripture that I saw in John 19, verse 23, it said, so the soldiers divided his clothes among them into four pieces, one for each of them, with the undergarment remaining. This garment was seamless, woven in one piece from top to bottom. And I remember about 30 years ago when I first got saved, I asked this woman who was a senior citizen. She had many years of experience, and now she's in heaven, and now I'm her age. And I asked her, I said, you know, I don't mean any disrespect. I said, but this whole passage is about Jesus being nailed to a cross, all the torture, all the pain he went through for us. Now, why would John write in the middle of all that a statement about the undergarment remaining seamless from top to bottom, woven from top to bottom? I mean, who cares, really? I mean, all it is a piece of cloth. I mean, isn't there a lot more to talk about? Jesus nailed to a cross, tortured for us, and he's writing about this? And she said, probably only a woman could think of this, you know, so delicately, she said, you know, it just reminds me of someone really loved, probably a woman, made that in all that detail, gave him this special present of, and showed him her love for him. And that she just wanted him in a practical way to be a little more comfortable. And I couldn't help thinking about that. In heaven, on this earth, this might just look like a little bag of Christmas gifts for all these kids. But in heaven, because of Matthew chapter 25, it says, you know, you did it for the least of my little ones, you did it for me. This is like the missions team doing a very practical act of love on the same level in heaven, I would say, is that when that woman wove that seamless garment together, it was that important to Jesus that he would have John, by the Holy Spirit, write about that in the middle of John chapter 19. So I said, it's so powerful. That's, that garment's probably in heaven right now. And, you know, every time for years that the missions team gives these bags of gifts, you know, when you get to heaven, there's probably going to be a whole, you know, that says in my Father's house there are many rooms. It's probably going to be a room full of every single Christmas bag that we give and every kid that got saved. Because when we go in there, they don't say, oh, Frank's here and Frank and Kevin are here. They just say, Bible study's here. And everybody in Bible study, they don't know our names. They probably forget our names immediately. But they all know that we're in there mentioning the name of Jesus Christ. So when they see these gifts, it's Bible study, it's Jesus Christ. And as Forrest Gump's mother said, you never know what you're going to get. One thing we do know we're going to get with the body of Christ, from I know Patricia and Debbie and Lisa and the other girls, ladies that do this, we are going to get a practical way of loving these kids every year. And I just have to say thank you for that.